brought to you by Penguin. More Orgasms, Please, written and read by Lisa Williams and Aniki Somerville. Introduction. There were many reasons not to write this book. What would Auntie Liz think? Would it embarrass our kids when they learn how to Google us? Is it correct to offer our opinion on what women should do with their bodies? Is it even valid to talk about women, now that more people understand that the lines between women and men are not so clear-cut?
We set up our podcast, The Hotbed, which launched on Valentine's Day 2018, because we'd become interested in the topic of sex in long-term relationships. And the more we talked about sex, the more women were telling us that their pleasure simply wasn't a priority, or that while they enjoyed sex, their pleasure was not straightforward and that sometimes it felt as though it was just not worth the effort. Empowered, kick-ass women who demanded equality in all other areas accepted the dominance of male pleasure as the status quo. That's just the way it is. It doesn't matter. It's not like I don't enjoy it. And so on.
While men mainly take their pleasure for granted, we're often putting up with boring sex. And while sex is boring, we're not going to initiate it. And when we don't initiate it, when we don't become agents of our own pleasure, our bodies and our voices are not equal. Relationships fizzle out. We feel anxious, we feel sad, and we can pay a fortune for quick fix happiness solutions, new clothes, diet pills, holidays, or we could look a little closer to home, just down there, between our legs.
An orgasm is a little 4-minute, or however long it takes, happy moment. It will help you sleep, keep you looking younger, and if you get it during partnered sex, help you feel closer to your partner and less likely to nag them about the Tupperware drawer. It is one of the things that can help relationships survive when the odds are stacked against them doing so. Orgasms are not a scarce resource. Orgasms are free, and the good news is, having an orgasm doesn't take one away from someone else. It is not a zero-sum game. The more orgasms, the better, as far as we are concerned. In fact, we don't understand why there isn't more uproar about the fact that women are having far fewer than men.
Although we were a little apprehensive about putting ourselves out there with the Hotbed, we quickly realised that the conversations we were starting were making other women feel happier, more normal, and less alone. Very soon, we were getting emails that confirmed our own belief in the relevance of the podcast. Thank you for starting this conversation.
Before your podcast, I'd never heard of other women watching porn.
I feel better knowing that I'm not the only one who...
Listening to you has made me realise something wasn't right with us.
My husband and I had a very hot night, thanks to you.
We were hearing from straight men too, who were also struggling for connection with their partners and wanting more mutual satisfaction, and who were telling us that we were doing important work. Dads who hadn't had sex in a long time and felt sad that they couldn't talk about it with their partners. Single women who were jaded by dating and looking for support.
We heard from bisexual women, from genderqueer and non-binary people, who related to some of what we were saying. From older women, who said they wished something like this had been around when they were 18.
We thought about Auntie Liz and the awkward drinks party moments when someone asks us what we do for a living. And nevertheless, we concluded that we still wanted to carry on, educating, amplifying, normalising.
We also realised that we don't go to many drinks parties anyway.
The past couple of years have been bad for women in sex. Donald Trump and his boasts of pussy grabbing, and the subsequent defence of this as boys will be boys and locker room chat, appeared to put sexual relationships back into the dark ages. British broadcaster Piers Morgan, knowing what will boost ratings for his show Good Morning Britain, continues to dish out sexist crap such as, has feminism gone too far? Whether he truly believes it or not.
The Me Too movement has gained momentum, and women, and a few men across the world, are exposing their experience of sexual harassment and uniting their voices, and finding support and safety in numbers. The stories are difficult to read, but urgent and compelling, and we have a strong sense that change is afoot.
And as the Me Too movement and its supporters work to take the shame away from victims of sexual abuse and sexual harassment, we want to help remove shame from the good kind of sex too. Sex that is consensual, fun, and mutually satisfying. Sex with a partner, sex with yourself. We deserve sexual satisfaction as much as the next bloke. Why does it still feel radical to say that? Why isn't sexual pleasure a right and not a privilege for many women? What's getting in our way?
Our raison d'etre is making the world better, one orgasm.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?